content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you articles of interest from Country Living, Nerd Wallet, Kiplinger, and Money.com. Our first article is an interesting article that will take you back a ways. It's from Country Living, and it's titled, 30 Ways to Save Money Like Your Grandma Did. It's easier than you think. One of my treasured heirlooms is my Graham's Vintage Good Housekeeping Cookbook. Its tattered and stained pages include a, quote, wartime supplement that describes how to cope with World War II food rationing, especially staples such as sugar and meat. The cookbook's money-saving tips are still surprisingly relevant. While our grandparents may have been frugal from necessity, there's a lot we can learn from their thriftiness on many different fronts. Here's how to waste not, won't not, and save money like our grandparents did. And first up, number one, buy from the farmer. Cutting out the middleman saves money. Shop at farmers markets or consider joining a community-supported agriculture farm. For a small annual fee, you'll get a box of produce every week during the growing season. It's fresh, local, and generally costs less than you'd spend at the grocery store. And the bonus? Some farms are even certified organic. Number two, learn basic sewing. If you get a hole in your sock or tear a seam, don't toss the garment. Fix it. Picking up a few basic sewing techniques, such as how to hem pants or sew on a button, saves money in the long run. Teach yourself with YouTube tutorials or convince a friend to take classes with you at a local craft store. Number three, learn how to preserve food. Bought too many berries at the farmer's market? Don't want those cucumbers your neighbor gave you to get soggy? Learn different ways to preserve food, just like our grandparents did, so that nothing spoils. And don't be scared. If you can read a recipe, you can learn to can. Find tips for freezing, dehydrating, fermenting, and canning at the National Center for Home Food Preservation. And tip number four, make meat an accent. Meat shortages meant our grandparents had to stretch their rations to get more out of every portion. The cookbook suggests making meat a supporting player, not the focus of meals. Try dishes such as French lentils with sausage or various soups or even a savory stew that's heavy on the veggies and light on the animal proteins. Number five, use some elbow grease. Our grandparents didn't have a cabinet full of expensive products to clean house. They use tried but true basics you always have on hand, such as bleach for disinfecting, baking soda for light scrubbing, and vinegar and water with a dash of dishwashing liquid for windows. For most cleaning, that's all it takes, alongside a dose of elbow grease. And number six, start a compost pile. Keep it simple with a pile in the backyard, as my grandparents did. You can get a closed bin if it's located somewhere more visible. Collect green waste, such as kitchen scraps, and brown waste, such as dry leaves and twigs. Avoid adding food scraps which will attract pests and other pet waste or diseased plants, which could contaminate your compost. Keep adding layers, stir occasionally, and then let Mother Nature do the work. Number 7, make soup more often. Soup is filling and cheap, and it's perfect for your slow cooker, so you don't even have to think about dinner. Plus, leftovers freeze well. Number 8, start saving. It's never too late. Don't throw up your hands and give up because you didn't start sooner. Something is always better than nothing. Set up a direct deposit so you'll save automatically. We promise you won't even miss what you didn't have in your hands in the first place. Number 9, swap talents. An old-fashioned barn raising or a quilting bee was nothing more than friends helping each other out. If you love to paint and she's great at cutting hair, you both can save a bundle by trading your abilities and not having to hire someone. Number 10, recycle worn-out linens. Don't toss raggedy sheets, towels, and t-shirts. Use them for drop cloths when you're painting, or cut them up into manageable squares for cleaning rags. Cotton and flannel fabrics tend to work best. They're soft, washable, and most often can be used again and again. And number 11, wow, this is something we all probably need to heed. That's to eat in more often. Our grandparents didn't rely on takeout to feed their families. You don't have to make everything from scratch, but getting into the habit of not eating out all the time is a huge money saver, says Kristen Cross, the blogger behind The Frugal Girl. I'm a big fan of keeping meals simple. For example, we do a soup night, taco night, and pizza night regularly, so I don't have to think too much about it. Number 12, save tidbits. I have many fond memories of Graham's can of sequins and buttons that she hoarded for the craft projects we made together. Save all those fun little scraps, bits of ribbon, cute little glass jam jars, broken costume jewelry, little cardboard berry containers, etc. Toss everything in a plastic container, and you'll be surprised at how many creative uses you'll find for these treasures. 13. Cook from scratch. It's far cheaper and better for you than buying prepared or prepackaged foods that are loaded with sodium and preservatives. Start small, says Kristen, aka the Frugal Girl. Pick something your family eats all the time, and then add new recipes to your scratch concoction as you feel more confident. Kristen learned to make granola and yogurt because those are foods her family eats frequently, so the savings add up in the long run. And number 14, pay with cash. Our grandparents did not buy on credit, period. If you're shopping for holidays or birthdays or even to splurge on yourself, go to the ATM first and get cash. Paying with actual money makes it feel more real, so you're likely to spend less too. Number 15, pack a picnic. If you're going on a day trip or a family outing, pack up some sandwiches, pasta salad, or even soup for chilly days. It's cheaper than having to feed everyone at a restaurant, plus the view is more scenic. Number 16, do your homework. It's a chore, but I don't have a menu and grocery list. I buy food I don't need or forget to buy what I do need, the Frugal Girl, Kristen says. Write up a menu for a few days to a week ahead, then make your shopping list so you can resist impulse buys. Inventory your fridge and pantry regularly, too, so you don't forget what's hiding in there. Wasted and spoiled food accounts for as much as $2,275 in losses annually for a family of four. Number 17, collect rainwater. Long before it was environmentally smart, my grandparents collected rain as it ran off the garage roof into a barrel. Make or buy your own to collect free water for your garden. Number 18, pack a lunch. Sure, it's fine to go out occasionally, but that adds up. Bringing your own lunch also helps your control portion size and calories. Do it the night before if you're always running late in the morning. Number 19, give DIY gifts. My grandmother was talented with needle arts and loved creating afghans, homemade kitchen towels, and lace tablecloths for people she loved. Homemade gifts are more memorable anyhow, and everybody has a special talent. Bake a plate of brownies. Give a coupon for a weekend of pet sitting. Create a memory book of old photos, or enlarge and frame one. Number 20, find the right store. Your grandma probably had a favorite butcher and a single grocery store where she shopped. It's fine to do the same and shop one or two stores with the best prices on the kinds of foods your family consumes regularly. I don't drive all over town to follow sales prices every week because I don't find it cost-effective. The frugal girl tells us, instead, she knows certain items, such as baking supplies, nuts, and frozen fruits, are cheapest at the warehouse club, while she finds the best prices on dairy and produce at a local discount store. Well, that's certainly good words to heed. And our next article is from NerdWallet. 28 proven ways to save money. Ways to make money include tracking your spending, shopping smart, canceling subscriptions, and more. Let's continue this article here. Okay, now we have it loaded up correctly. I'm sorry. Whether you want to start saving or just stash a little more than you already do, we're here to help provide help for you. Below are 28 ways to save money. Number one, create a budget. One smart way to manage your money and hopefully hold on to more of it is to follow a budget, which means comparing your income and your expenses, then setting priorities for your spending. One method is the 50-30-20 budget for money management. This approach means devoting 50% of your after-tax income to necessities, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and any debt payments. If one of your allocations exceeds these percentages, you can make some adjustments elsewhere. If this 50-30-20 breakdown doesn't work for your financial situation, that's okay. Another type of budget may work better, such as the 60-30-10 budget or the envelope system, which has you set limits for various expenses. Number two, set savings goals. Set a specific and realistic goal, whether it's big or small. If you have extra income, that goal may be to save $2,000 in an individual retirement account this year. If you're tracking debt, maybe you aim to pay an extra $50 towards your balance each month. Or, if money is tight, saving $5 per week can add up. Use a savings goal calculator to see how much you'd have to save each month or year to reach your goal. And number three, track your spending. Saving money is tough if you don't know how much of it you've been spending in the first place. Keep track of your monthly cash flow, your income minus your expenditures. This step will also make it easier to progress toward your savings goal, and many budget apps can help you track spending. Number four, count your coins and bills. Another option is setting aside your spare change each night. After you have a sizable amount, you can deposit into your savings and watch your account grow. In fact, when you want to watch your spending, it's a good idea to use cash instead of credit cards because it can be harder to part with physical money. While this strategy won't build savings overnight, it's a solid approach for slow and steady growth. Number five, keep savings in a high-yield savings account. And this is one we talk about often. As you save, aim to put your accumulating funds in a high-yield savings account. That type of account earns an above-average interest rate on deposits, which can help your bank balance grow faster than with traditional options. And number six, automate your transfers. By setting up automatic transfers from your checking account to your savings account each month or via a company direct deposit, the money will accumulate over time with little effort. This technique can be especially useful when your savings accounts are dedicated to specific goals, such as establishing an emergency fund, paying off debt, going on a vacation, or building a down payment. And tackle debt to save on interest. Number seven, pay off high interest debt. Debt payments can be a big burden on your overall budget. If you can pay off debt more quickly by making extra payments or paying more towards the principal balance when you can, you'll save on total interest paid and free yourself from that burden sooner. If you can't make extra payments right now, consider exploring ways to make money on the side that you can put towards your debt. And number eight, lower your student loan payments. If you have student loans, enrolling in income-driven repayment could lower your monthly payments to a manageable level since the amount you pay is tied to your earnings. Other options include refinancing student loans, enrolling in auto pay to trigger a discount, and making extra payments so you can unload the debt faster, which cuts the overall interest you'll pay. And number nine, refinance your mortgage. If you own a home and are able to get a lower interest rate, refinancing your mortgage could save you several hundred dollars each month. But it's important to consider other factors, such as the current interest rates, if you're trying to decide when to refinance a mortgage. And cut the cost of monthly bills. Number 10, prep for grocery shopping. A little work before you go to the grocery store can go a long way towards helping you save money on groceries. Check your pantry and make a shopping list to avoid impulse buying something that you don't need. Learn how to get coupons and join loyalty programs to maximize your savings as you shop. Number 11, lower your TV and internet bills. Review what you're spending on TV and internet, and if you need all that you're buying. Do you watch the premium channels in the expensive cable package, for example? Do you use all the streaming services you have? Do you need the highest internet speeds? You could lower your cable bill by as much as $40 per month by downsizing your cable package. Other options to consider are getting rid of cable, cutting some streaming services or premium subscriptions, or downgrading your internet plan. Many cable and internet companies are willing to adjust pricing in order to keep you as a customer. Number 12, switch to a cheaper cell phone plan. It might be time to change your cell phone plan to save some serious money. As you set out to find the best cell phone plan for your situation, you'll want to consider network quality and whether a prepaid or postpaid plan is best for you. And number 13, reduce your electric bill. Big and small changes in your energy use can help you lower your electric bill. Consider plugging any insulation leaks in your home, using smart power strips, swapping in more energy-efficient appliances, and switching to a smart thermostat. Even incremental drops in your monthly electricity usage can add up to big savings in the long run. Number 14, cancel unnecessary subscriptions. You might be paying for subscriptions you no longer use or even need. Reviewing your credit card or bank statement carefully can help you flag any recurring expenses you can eliminate. Avoid signing up for free trials that require payment information, or at least make a note or set a calendar reminder to cancel before the free period ends. And save money when you shop. Number 15, map out major purchases. You can save by timing your purchases of appliances, furniture, cars, electronics, and more according to annual sale periods. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can check out Prime exclusive sales in July and October. It's also worth confirming whether a deal is actually a deal by tracking prices over time. You can use a shopping browser extension to automate the deal tracking and couponing process. Number 16, delay purchases with the 30-day rule. One way to avoid overspending is to give yourself a cooling-off period between the time an item catches your eye and when you actually make the purchase. The 30-day rule gives you more time to decide whether you really want or need the item. If you're shopping online, consider putting the item in your shopping cart and then walking away until you've had more time to think it over. In some cases, you might even get a coupon code when the retailer notices that you abandoned your cart. If 30 days seems like too long to wait, you can try shorter periods like a 24 or 48-hour delay. Number 17, restrict online shopping. Making it more difficult to shop online may help you stop spending money on things you may not need. Instead of saving your billing information, opt to input your shipping address and credit card number each time you order. You'll probably make fewer impulse purchases because of the extra work involved. You may even consider deleting any shopping apps from your phone. Number 18, stock up on household supplies when they're cheap. It can feel like you're constantly buying items like dishwashing soap, paper towels, or toiletries. Track your inventory of household supplies and consider buying these items in bulk when they're on sale. It may be cheaper than rushing to buy them last minute when they're selling at full price. Using, quote, subscribe and save on Amazon can be a good way to get regular shipments of household supplies at a discount. Number 19, shop consignment and thrift stores. Thrift and consignment stores sell previously owned items for less than they would be at any traditional stores. At consignment shops, you could also bring in your own stuff to sell. Whether buying at a consignment or thrift store, compare prices to ensure you're getting a reasonable discount. Number 20. Get creative with gifts. You can save money with affordable gift ideas like baking cookies, creating art, or preparing someone dinner. You can also give someone the gift of your time by offering to take them to a free museum or event. To plan for cost, create a calendar for all the important gift-giving events for the year, then create a savings bucket specifically for gifts and buy the items during major sale periods, such as Prime Day or Black Friday. Number 21, find ways to get free items. Programs such as the Free Cycle Network and Buy Nothing groups make it easier to get items you need for free. You can exchange items locally for free with the goal of reducing waste and helping the environment. Check for these opportunities on Nextdoor, Facebook Marketplace, and Craigslist. Number 22, cash in on your birthday. Once a year, set aside extra money by getting freebies and discounts on your birthday. You could get free food or rewards to redeem on clothing purchases. And spend less money on transportation. Number 23, lower your car cost. Refinancing your auto loan could save you considerably over the life of your loan. Shopping around for car insurance can also help cut costs compared with simply letting your current policy auto-renew. You can cut ongoing car maintenance costs by driving less, removing heavy items from your trunk, and avoiding unnecessary rapid acceleration. Number 24, reduce your gas usage. You can't control gas prices, but you can do several things to save on fuel, such as adhering to your car's maintenance schedule and stacking errands to avoid unnecessary trips. Number 25, use car sharing services. If you need to rent a car, consider a rental car alternative such as a car sharing service at Turo or Getaround. Research to see if car sharing services work out to be cheaper than larger rental companies. If you don't drive much, you may also find using car sharing services are less expensive than owning a car or using taxis or ride shares. And find cheaper ways to be entertained. Number 26, minimize restaurant spending. One of the easiest expenses to cut is restaurant meals, since eating out tends to be pricier than cooking at home. If you do still want to eat at restaurants, try to reduce the frequency and take advantage of restaurant rewards your credit cards may offer. You can also opt for appetizers or split an entree with your dining companion to eat out on a budget. Skipping drinks and dessert can also help stretch your budget. Number 27 is to get discounts on entertainment. And lastly, number 28 is to enjoy community events in order to save money. Well, we are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.